Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, it's good. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that means we have all kinds of stuff to talk about today in 15 minutes. Woo,
yeah.
Boy. And my phone is updating, so who knows if I'm going to even have a phone to work with the rest of the day.
Oh, my. It'll get better.
It's going to definitely get better. We have 15 minutes to get this all out in the open here. There's so much to talk about.
Okay. Well,
first thing I want to talk about is...
Nice to see you.
Yeah. It was nice to actually see you yesterday. That was a real nice treat. And I'm really excited because this is a little segue, folks. We're going to talk real quick about Be Unique Business, where we've got all week long, we're going to be working on creating headpieces, crowns, wands, and other exciting things that might pop up. We're making unicorn headdresses and fairies and princess, all kinds of things to be sold at two events that are back-to-back this weekend. One is the Green Gables Ren Fair on December 12th. And then the day after, on December 13th, we're going to be working with Project Graduation for Edgewood High School at the Moose Lodge in Merritt Island. So we've been working really crazy hours trying to get things created so that we can sell them. Because people want these things. They go crazy for them.
Yeah,
and they're
fun.
It adds a little levity to life. But back to our show format, the word of the day.
Yeah.
Would you like to give me a word or shall I give you one I found?
Well, I always enjoy yours, and that's selfish of me, and I will start coming up with words of the day.
Maybe we should alternate. Or say every Wednesday is Gene's word of the day or something. I don't know. We're still working this out, folks. Y'all have to pardon us because we're new at this thing. But it's fun to learn together.
A masterpiece in process.
Yes. So I found this word and I thought it was really cool. Paucity. P-A-U-C-I-T-Y.
Paucity.
And that doesn't mean like Gotham City.
No.
Pardon?
I don't think I've ever even heard the word.
Oh, well, you pronounced it so well.
Yeah.
It means smallness of number, a few.
Really?
There's a paucity of volunteers who show up for every event. There's a paucity of people who actually follow through on what they promise. That kind of stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to have to try to use that in a sentence now.
Paucity. It just sounds really cool. Sounds a little pompous. So today's trivia question, do you remember it?
I remember that it had to do that. It was a company that was responsible for our red and white Santa Claus image in our popular media.
Yes.
And it was the most widely distributed or consumed
or
whatever sold. Oh, okay.
You're jumping ahead of me.
Okay,
I think you're on hint number three.
Number
one, this product is the most widely distributed product on Earth. Most widely distributed on Earth. Nothing else tops it. The only two countries that don't sell it are North Korea and Cuba. Them damned Americans can't, we can't have their stuff in our country. Mexico consumes more than any other country, almost twice as much as the United States. And I will tell you that if you get Mexican made of this product, it tastes like the old fashioned. Oh, I just gave away another hint.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
I didn't even realize it. It is a something you can taste. Here's the hint for today. This product was invented in 1886 by a Civil War veteran pharmacist named John S. Pemberton after he sustained a war injury. He became addicted to morphine, and he thought his product would combat his addiction. His bookkeeper named Frank Robinson invented the name of the product. And Frank Robinson had beautiful handwriting. So his flowering script is still used on the packaging.
Mm.
So those are our hints for today. Not y'all can y'all just I'll be like a judge in court. Please I don't even know what they say. Don't even think about what Gene just told you.
Oh, okay.
And forget that I said it has something to do with taste.
Hear ye.
Okay, now on to the topic of the day, because it is 12:06. That means we barely have ten minutes to talk about it. Tarot cards and oracle cards. And I will tell you, I have a deck of oracle cards. Mm-hmm. And but first, I think I should go back and talk about what tarot means.
Please do.
Yeah. It was first known as trionfi and later as tarocchi or tarok. It's a deck of playing cards. They were invented in the 15th century all over Europe to play various games. And some of those, the games like Italian tarocchini and French tarot and Australian Conigrufen are still being played. That reminds me of us trying to pronounce a word in Hawaiian yesterday when we were naming some of the headpieces. Anyway, they originally, most likely, there's really no way of knowing for sure, but they think that these cards originated in northern Italy during the late 14th or early 15th century. They do know that there is an old surviving set known as the Viscount Sforza deck, and it was created for the Duke of Milan's family around 1440. Now, what do you think tarot cards are for, Gene? What do we typically use them for today?
I'd have to say with my guess would be to kind of put them in a category with things like the little discs or like reading palms or coffee cups or tea leaves, where it can be a vehicle to get information is my feeling.
Yes, they're like guidance. Like
from
we have the guidance discs that be unique cells, and the tarot cards are there to give you what shamans call medicine around what's happening in your personal life, whether it's love, money, career, goals, your general life path. Now, every deck of tarot cards or oracle cards comes with a guidebook to help you interpret what they mean. There's a lot of discussion. Now, if you're working with a tarot reader or if you're doing it yourself, it's all about interpretation. It's kind of an in-depth conversation that the cards help. They give you tarot is a tool. It's like, okay, I go every Tuesday, as you know, and the world will know in a minute, to a spiritual healer. And what she does is helps me remember the things that I have buried deep in my heart and in my mind that I really need to address and do something about.
Sure.
So tarot and oracle cards, both, are like tools to help you. Some people think of a tarot card or an oracle card as a mirror. So you're just reflecting what's already inside of you, and that's what my healer does on Tuesdays. She helps me reconsider what I'm working on. Typically,
sure.
in either case, you typically pull three cards to begin with. They represent the past, the present, and the future. They can also represent your mind, body, and spirit. And I know that when I work with Elisa Kaler, who is our last Thursday of the month regular guest on Unscripted, when I work with her or she works with me, I don't know who's doing what, but she always talks about, she'll say, I'm in your past right now, or I've moved to your present. Or here's something about the future you need to think about. And she gives me just suggestions that I already know. A lot of this I know already, but I tend to be hard-headed, so I don't pay attention to what I should already know.
Well, sure. And I think what she's doing is the same thing the tarot cards do for people, is all this information, all the information of the universe is inside of us, and they just help us, like, access it. Like she's doing,
yes.
However she's doing is helping you answer questions that you have in yourself that you might not even have or know you have. I do it all the time in different ways. But yeah, it's all inside you, and the cards help. I know that. Definitely.
And yeah. And you know, everybody doesn't have access to a gifted healer. So
right.
You can buy online now any number of tarot cards. And I have a deck of oracle cards called the Sacred Rebel.
Huh.
As soon as I saw on it and I saw that it was rebellious, I said, I have to have it.
Right,
I know that now. Jennifer has a deck called, I forget what it's called actually, but it has to do with trees, everything about trees. And Jennifer and I will sometimes do a card reading on each other with she with her deck and me with mine. So she'll ask a question of herself or of the universe, and I'll pull three cards and I'll say, this is what you need to know about. And I actually keep a journal. I don't do it every day, but when I feel the need for some guidance, I'll pull out the cards and I'll, and sometimes I just ask, what do I need to know for my greatest good? And I will journal those answers and go deep into, and what I like about my particular deck is it comes with an assignment. And sometimes the assignment is as simple as stand up and take a walk, or close your eyes and breathe deeply while you remind yourself how wonderful you are. You know, it's interesting.
Well, and it's amazing how much something that simple really helps, you know?
Yes.
I kind of wonder if maybe using something like a tarot card to answer a question that you have that you need help answering, because if you ask someone, then maybe that relieves you of the necessity of trying to figure it out. So you let it go and it comes to you. You ever find anything or remember something after you quit thinking about it?
Oh, yeah.
Could be like that.
There's a phrase for that, and I forget. I remember watching The Big Bang Theory one time, and, you know, Sheldon Cooper was always working on string theory.
Uh-huh.
And what is a theory but an idea?
Right.
It's a scientific idea. So he was stumped. He thought and he fought and he figured and, you know, he just beat his head against the wall. He couldn't figure out what to do. So he decided that what he would do is take a menial job bussing tables in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't get the job. He just started doing it. He didn't apply or anything.
Oh,
he just showed up at this little, just showed up at a little coffee shop and started bussing tables because he needed to think about something other than what he wanted to think about.
True.
And then he dropped the tray on the floor. And he had the, you know, it was like he had an aha moment. And he knew exactly what he had to think about. And he walked out of the restaurant without any, no goodbye, no farewell. Yeah,
yeah,
no, he didn't need to pick up a check or turn in a resignation. He just had done his job. And
that's
you
funny.
Know what? I've done my job. It's 12:15.
Oh, okay, you did. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll
so
see
we know
you tomorrow.
A little bit more about oracle cards and tarot cards.
Yeah, I'm gonna read more. I might get myself.
And I feel like I've given everybody a paucity of information.
Yes, I feel very much so. I have one.
See how I worked that word in there?
I did. I'm terribly impressed, actually.
I'm going to work on impressing you more and more.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I think you're going to love our show tomorrow, Gene and everybody. We talk about some of the greatest inventions of 2020.
Oh, my. That'll be fun.
Yes. And I want to ask everybody to go check out our blog talk radio, Be Unique Radio.
Yeah.
Because I've got photos of some of those inventions, about, I don't know, about 2 dozen or so I could fit on there. And they're just so cool. I can't wait to talk about them.
I'll send you a picture of something I invented.
I can't wait.
Put it up there. I'll send it right
awesome.
Now so I don't forget it.
Yeah, do it all now, right. And I'll put it up later on tonight. And I will say adios. I got to get out of here. I've got to drive
all
to
right.
get to go start healing again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll see you then. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for joining us.